This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Ashland Police Department has announced a suspect was arrested on Saturday after allegedly making terrorist threats and bomb scares. According to law enforcement authorities, the suspect called the Superior Choice Credit Union location just before noon on Saturday, claiming that he had placed a possible explosive device in his own safety deposit box. Authorities brought in the Marathon County Bomb Squad to examine the building, which determined that there was no explosive device. The suspect was booked into the Ashland County Jail soon after. Volunteers working on the Ice Age Trail in northwest Wisconsin say they've completed a footbridge allowing hikers to avoid walking along State Highway 48. The new bridge crosses over the Strait River in Polk County, cutting out about a mile of the trail that required hikers to walk along the shoulder of Highway 48. Nearly 90 area volunteers contributed to the construction of the new bridge and say the project only took about 5 days to complete. That area of the trail now features a new 30-foot bridge with about 4,100 feet of brand new tread. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to celebrate Forest Products Week. According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is sharing tips with residents to highlight National Teen Driver Safety Week. According to a press release, traffic crashes are the leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Wisconsin saw nearly 19,000 crashes involving teen drivers last year, leading to 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding parents that proper training and practice for young drivers is crucial for safety, and the DMV's online teen portal offers various resources for driver safety programs. The owners of a Solon Springs restaurant have been arrested on arson charges months after the fire that caused extensive damage to their building. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Stephen and Kimberly Castern were booked into the county jail on Friday on multiple charges. The pair owned Hog Wild Barbecue and Smokehouse off Highway 53 in Solon Springs, which was extensively damaged during a fire in early June. Law enforcement authorities have not yet shared what led to the arson charges during the course of their investigation. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert is proposing a moratorium on licensing for short-term rental properties amid rising housing costs. Like many other municipalities across the region, Duluth is struggling with a shortage of available housing, contributing to higher housing prices as well as workforce shortages. Mayor Reinert says they've seen a significant increase in the number of single-family homes being converted into short-term rental properties, further constraining the city's housing stock issues. The license moratorium on those units would last for 1 year. The Rice Lake Public Library is inviting area families to a couple of Halloween activities this weekend. The library will host a story time and pumpkin decorating event on Friday at Midwest Harvest Hills beginning at 4 p.m. On Saturday, library staff will also hand out candy to kids at the downtown trick-or-treating event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. These trick-or-treating events are meant to give area kids a safer place to fully enjoy the holiday. More information on this week's events and other upcoming programs can be found on the Rice Lake Public Library website. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. On Monday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster David Varnum in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022 but fell short in the primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demand for personal and sensitive information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The USDA had threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, without that data. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Will Fickell be fired? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon. Saturday night, Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic Director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.